SFLR NAB Commentary Number 1.
Hi, I'm Annie.
And I'm Richard.
And we work with San Francisco Liberation Radio. In fact, you could say we're the main two founders of SFLR, and the station broadcasts today out of our home in the Richmond District.
Recently, the National Association of Broadcasters held a convention in Las Vegas.
That's right. Now, you may be surprised to learn, we certainly were, that one of the topics for discussion at that convention was us, San Francisco Liberation Radio.
That's right, Annie. We weren't invited to the convention, but they sure had some things to say about us. And we'll tell you about that in a moment, but first a word or two about who or what the National Association of Broadcasters are.
The National Association of Broadcasters is a trade organization lobbying for and advocating on behalf of corporate-owned radio stations.
As if the corporate-owned media needed any more power than they already have and didn't practically write the telecommunications bill single-handedly.
Indeed, Richard. But apparently they feel themselves to be an endangered species, even though practically all corporate-owned radio stations in the country, and there are thousands, are NAB members. It should also be mentioned that the NAB is a staunch supporter of the Federal Communications Commission, and even went so far as to file an amicus brief in 1994 in support of the FCC's efforts to have our sister station, Free Radio Berkeley, forced off the air by judicial injunction.
So that's who the National Association of Broadcasters are. Basically, they're the lobbying group for the corporate-owned media in this country. Now, in April of 1997, the NAB held a convention in Las Vegas, and at that convention, a morning panel discussion was devoted to the subject of micro-radio, about which the NAB apparently has some apprehension.
And one of the panelists in this discussion was a man by the name of Bill Ruck, who's a broadcast engineer at two very well-known San Francisco corporate radio stations, KFOG and KNBR. During his panel presentation, Ruck, amazingly, discussed at length both San Francisco Liberation Radio and Free Radio Berkeley. And what's so creepy about this, Richard, is that Ruck apparently came out to where you and I live in the Richmond District and clandestinely photographed the front of our house.
That's right. Annie and I would never have believed it if someone hadn't gotten hold of a tape recording of that panel presentation and passed it along to us. But so they did. And here it is.
First off, you're going to hear Ruck give a few biased, off-the-cuff remarks about what he thinks our political mission is. Are we ready to roll with that, Richard?
Ready, Annie.
This is Mr. Bill Ruck, chief engineer for KFOG and KNBR, speaking before the National Association of Broadcasters at their convention in Las Vegas.
Another very prominent one, although with a very different political purpose, is San Francisco Liberation Radio. I call this the propaganda voice of food, not bombs. And this is a group that says we shouldn't be putting money into military things. We should be using the money for feeding the homeless, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is their antenna looking down from Geary. The antenna's up there. And then this is a view of the front of their headquarters. There's a little peace symbol in the lower window. You can see the coax draping down the front of that. And that's our friends in San Francisco Liberation Radio.
It's interesting, Annie, that Ruck, representing two radio stations, both of them commercial stations, would refer to us as the propaganda voice of anything, food not bombs or otherwise.
Isn't it, Richard? And you know, after I heard Mr. Ruck make that comment, I went and just listened for a little while to KFOG, one of Mr. Ruck's employers, and here's a little bit of what I heard.
And I really love this one.
KFOG delivers quality new rock.
Paramount's Great America, where for a limited time you can bring any Coca-Cola product and save up to $5 off general admission.
Hey, mister, you mean I can get a discount with this nifty Coca-Cola Classic can?
That is correct.
I know a place.
Americans love to whiff.
Ain't nobody crying.
We like our ribbons blue, our medals gold, our places first, and our footballs spiked. Dance-offs, cook-offs, bowl games, heck, we got a competition for everything. There's even one for cars.
I'll take you there.
The Motor Trend Car of the Year Award. And this year's winner is, drumroll please, the new Chevy Malibu.
Right now, you can also get a Motorola analog phone for, you guessed it, $9.99.
Men's fragrances and jewelry and their antique watch collection. The Men's Store at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Right now, make your appointment to try out our Fast Fix facial masks at selected Macy's.
Follow these simple directions for delicious, low-cost meals. One, get your keys. Two, drive immediately to Safeway. This week, the fantastic buys don't stop. First, hit the meat department for a great thick beef chuck steak.
On sale this Sunday at all Bass outlets. The gyrations in the stock market these days are giving many investors whiplash, but there are ways to brace yourself. Today's Wall Street Journal reports that instead of worrying about the turmoil you can't control, it makes sense to focus on what you can. Then learn how small startup firms are putting the internet to work for the big guys.
There's a way. There's a way. Start your day. Nescafe.
I'm sure you'll drive off saying, gee, that sure beat a molar extraction.
This week on Incredible Tales of the Hardly Believable, a woman from Albuquerque claims she was abducted by aliens, then returned to Earth to find legendary hairy monster Bigfoot retiling her bathroom while singing a medley of popular Broadway show tunes. Then things take a turn for the bizarre with a tale from Northern California, where locals claim McDonald's is selling two remarkable sandwiches. McDonald's Western Omelette McMuffin is an omelette with cheese, ham, onions, and green pepper on a toasted English muffin.
Now also on KFOG, they have something called the Pizza Plane Contest, which supposedly is a competitive little diversion for commuters stuck in traffic. Let's listen.
Look to the skies and play the Pizza Plane Word Scrabble game. Behind the...
Oh, I'm just... a game you can finally play while stuck in traffic.
That's the phrase.
That's the premise.
So look behind the KFOG banner on the pizza plane. You're going to find some letters that, when placed in the proper order, provide the correct answer to the pizza plane question of today, which we'll be asking at about 8 a.m. And cell phone, phone call from the car, first person to solve the puzzle, receives the prize, which is the pizza.
Pizza plane contest. What a concept.
Can you imagine being the pilot of the pizza plane, flying around aimlessly all morning, pulling a series of scrambled letters across the sky?
Now that's KFOG, okay? Now over at KNBR, the abuse of the public's airwaves, and we're not referring to the buzzing of the pizza plane either, gets, well, even worse, I'm afraid. KNBR boasts as part of its daily lineup perhaps one of the undisputed kings of propaganda.
We're referring, of course, to Rush Limbaugh.
Here's a little sample of what you can hear on KNBR.
49,
title cut from their new album, $4.99 launch.
Protesting the way artists are degraded.
Now, Liam, your manager
told me... Former manager to get...
Well, he says when he took you to Chevy's, he didn't know that your lunches would only cost $4.99 a piece.
Hi, this is Kevin the Rat. Join me weekday mornings with Steve McPartland. I'll have sports and more here on KNBR 68. Now, back to Rush.
This amazing rewritable CD-ROM drive is available today for the unbelievable low price of only $649.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company.
Hey, guys, if you're losing your hair...
About a year ago, I purchased an Auric vacuum, which I love.
This is the Razor.
And Mr. T.
Inviting you to join us weekday afternoons from 4 to 7.
And now, back to Rush.
Fireside Shop, what can I do for you?
We're putting together a luau, and one of our main concerns is getting the barbecue together.
First thing I have to know, is it going to be a whole pig or a half pig?
So we saw your ad in the Pacific Bell Smart Yellow Pages. Do you get a lot of calls from there?
When we had ads in the other directories, we never got a response. 80% of the people say they saw our ad in the Pacific Bell Smart Yellow Pages.
I love you. A free round trip on American Airlines.
Alaska Airlines, the last great airline.
Call your travel agent or Hertz and ask for our low California rates. Another reason nobody does it exactly like Hertz.
Now back to Rush.
Following Rush Limbaugh on KNBR.
Chronicle at a newsstand near you. Subscribe to the Chronicle today. Call 888-853-8003. It's a free call.
888-853-8003. 888-853-8003.
Ooh, turn it off, please.
Pac Bell, Macy's, McDonald's. That's quite a list of clients for those two stations.
Whew. And what was it we were supposed to be guilty of? What was it he said about us?
Pay attention, Richard. He called us the propaganda voice of Food Not Bombs.
Ah, yes. Well, if you ask me, it sounds as if the radio stations to which Mr. Ruck gives his time are the propaganda voices of corporate America.
True, Richard.
And we'd like to thank our friends at Free Radio Berkeley for passing that National Association of Broadcasters tape along to us.
San Francisco Liberation Radio and Free Radio Berkeley, standing together in the Bay Area against corporate domination of the airwaves.
San Francisco Liberation Radio, NAB Commentary, number 2.
Hi, I'm Annie, and this is Richard, and we're here to tell you once again about the photo surveillance efforts of the National Association of Broadcasters against micro-radio stations.
Annie and I work with San Francisco Liberation Radio, and the station, in fact, broadcasts out of our home in the Richmond District.
Recently, we told you about how Bill Ruck, the chief engineer for two well-known San Francisco radio stations, came out to where Richard and I live, clandestinely photographed the front of our house, and then showed slides of the pictures at a National Association of Broadcasters convention in Las Vegas.
That's right. Now, the National Association of Broadcasters is the lobbying arm of corporate-owned radio stations. They have a lot of clout with the Federal Communications Commission, which, for those who may not know, is a classic example of a federal regulatory body which has been taken over by the industry it's supposed to be regulating.
This is nothing unusual for federal regulatory agencies.
Now, the NAB has decided that they don't want micro-radio stations like San Francisco Liberation Radio to be on the air.
They think we clutter up the airwaves and interfere with their frequencies.
Of course, you could look at that the other way around and say they are the ones who are cluttering up the airwaves and interfering with our signals.
And, in fact, a more solid case could be built for the latter, since, after all, it is they, not us, who are broadcasting at outrageously high power levels, reaching outputs of thousands upon thousands of watts.
So who, after all, is doing the cluttering here? But back to our original topic, which was Mr. Bill Ruck and his slide presentation at the NAB convention in Las Vegas.
Now, Ruck, as we mentioned, is chief engineer for two very prominent San Francisco radio stations, and those two stations are KFOG and KNBR.
Now, for those who may not remember, Annie and I were lucky enough to obtain a tape of the NAB's panel discussion on so-called pirate radio, at which Mr. Ruck made his informative presentation.
And in case you didn't get a chance to hear that before, we'll play that for you again. This is Bill Ruck, chief engineer at KFOG and KNBR, speaking before the NAB convention in Las Vegas, describing the pictures snapped of our house. And you'll even hear him mention the peace sign that Richard and I have hanging in our front window.
This is their antenna looking down from Geary. The antenna's up there. And then this is a view of the front of their headquarters. There's a little peace symbol in the lower window. You can see the coax draping down the front of that. And that's our friends in San Francisco Liberation Radio.
Now, Mr. Ruck, busy guy that he is, also went over to the East Bay and surveilled our sister station, Free Radio Berkeley.
He did indeed. And in the upcoming segment, you'll hear Ruck describing a photo he took of Free Radio Berkeley's front doorbell, as well as another shot taken of their antenna.
This is the front. It says, FRB folks, hit the button whenever something times to ring doorbell, wait, and it says FRB right on the doorbell. So that's our friends in Berkeley. This is their antenna. Unfortunately, it was a gray day, and a gray antenna against gray day disappears, but it's basically two vertically polarized dipoles. This is from the side view. They're hanging off the end there. We can almost see them. It's white against gray, so it's hard to see that.
That presentation, as we mentioned, was given before the NAB convention in Las Vegas. As if the NAB's toadyism to the government weren't disgusting enough, the organization recently called upon all its member stations to seek out unlicensed broadcasters in their areas and turn that information over to the FCC.
This directive has little effect on San Francisco Liberation Radio, as our station is already known to the FCC, and we are currently awaiting a court decision which will impact us greatly.
But what it does do is it places in jeopardy many, many other people, innocent people who only want a voice in their community with which to speak out for justice.
The NAB's directive places these people at risk, subjecting them to thousands of dollars in fines, the raiding of their homes, the confiscation of their property, and even possible jail sentences.
So think about that the next time you listen to KFOG, which is an NAB member station.
And support Micro Radio's right to share the dial.
Support San Francisco Liberation Radio. San Francisco Liberation Radio NAB Commentary Number 3. Hi, this is Richard Nanny once again for San Francisco Liberation Radio, and we'd like to continue our chat about the National Association of Broadcasters, or NAB.
The NAB is the corporate lobbying group for large commercial radio stations in America. It has many, many member stations nationwide, including right here in San Francisco.
Two such San Francisco member stations are KFOG and KNBR.
Now, the NAB has determined that it doesn't like micro radio stations like San Francisco Liberation Radio.
And not only does it not like us, but it's called upon the federal government to take swift action to shut us down.
Now, here at San Francisco Liberation Radio, our philosophy toward the large commercial radio stations located in San Francisco has always been live and let live, and share the dial.
We all have an equal right to broadcast.
But that, apparently, is not the way they feel about us.
Now, we don't know whether or not the management at KFOG and KNBR fully endorse the actions taken by the NAB, but neither have we heard them denounce the NAB resolutions on micro radio, either.
And recently, a man employed by both stations clandestinely photographed and surveilled not only San Francisco Liberation Radio, but also our sister station, Free Radio Berkeley.
That's right. As we told you on our last segment, a man by the name of Bill Ruck, chief engineer at both KFOG and KNBR, took pictures of us to Las Vegas and gave a slide presentation at the NAB convention there.
Now, attending that NAB convention, in fact, one of its main speakers, was a high-ranking member of the Federal Communications Commission.
Not only did Ruck publicly display the slides he had taken of San Francisco Liberation Radio and Free Radio Berkeley, but he also gave out the street addresses of both stations. And you know, today I thought the listeners might appreciate hearing some of Mr. Ruck's ideas about what could be done with the broadcast frequencies presently being occupied by us, FRB, and other micro stations.
That's right. You know, if our station were shut down by the government, that means our frequency at 93.7 on the FM dial would suddenly become available for use by another radio station. The same, of course, would be true of Free Radio Berkeley's frequency at 104.1.
And Mr. Ruck had some genuinely creative ideas about how the government could go about allotting those frequencies.
Let's listen.
Geez, if all the second adjacent stuff works so well, maybe we could use this extra spectrum for, translators. I'm sure Moody Bible would love to have translators all throughout the United States dropped in, because obviously there's all this unused spectrum here. And I think that all of the concerns about IBOC and IBAC spectrum management is probably a little too conservative. I don't really see that huge a problem there.
The Moody Bible Company?
Wait a minute, Annie. There's more. Mr. Ruck also had this alternate proposal.
There's so much unused spectrum in the FM band that maybe we could, or not we, maybe some organization on M Street can consider to auction this extra spectrum off to something with the words personal wireless digital communication something services. I mean, after all, there's a whole lot of money in these investor scams, and senators like to have their campaigns funded, and Uncle Sam could actually make some money in the deal. And it seems to be out there, guys.
The organization on M Street he's referring to, of course, is the Federal Communications Commission.
Wait a minute, Richard. Is he suggesting that the federal government should just auction off the public's airwaves to the highest bidder?
That's precisely what he's suggesting. And we'd like to ask you, our listeners, a question. How would you like to one day tune your radio to 93.7, and rather than being able to listen to us, hear corporate advertisers instead?
Or perhaps even worse, right-wing Bible sermons.
We'd like to encourage everyone listening to call KFOG and KNBR and request that they do two things. First, resign their membership in the National Association of Broadcasters. And second, issue a joint public statement supporting the right of San Francisco Liberation Radio to share the airwaves in this city.
The number for KFOG is 415-817-5364. For KNBR, 415-995-6800.
That's 415-817-5364 for KFOG and 415-995-6800 for KNBR.
Support micro radio and the right of the public to have access to its own airwaves.
Support San Francisco Liberation Radio. SFLR NAB Commentary Number 4. Hi, Richard Nanny here again for San Francisco Liberation Radio. And recently we've been telling you about the National Association of Broadcasters and about how our house was photographed without our knowledge by a man who serves as the chief engineer for San Francisco rock station KFOG.
That's right. Bill Ruck, earlier this year, clandestinely took photos of mine and Richard's house, then went to Las Vegas, where he not only showed the slides he had taken, but also gave out our street address.
This occurred during a panel discussion at which a high-ranking official from the Federal Communications Commission was present.
And not only was this FCC official present, but she was sitting right on the same panel. So we can conclude Mr. Ruck knew who he was giving this information to.
Ruck is not only employed by KFOG, but he also engineers for another San Francisco radio station, KNBR. And Ruck's presentation took place at the Las Vegas Convention of the National Association of Broadcasters, an organization representing corporate-owned broadcast conglomerates.
Now, the National Association of Broadcasters, or NAB for short, doesn't like and has even taken an official position against micro radio, which it calls pirate radio.
Now, we don't know if the NAB invented the term pirate radio. We suspect that honor probably goes to some nameless functionary at the FCC. But lately, the NAB has been bandying that term about very freely and using it with great gusto.
So much so that Mr. Ruck, for dramatic effect, actually went so far as to don a pirate's garb prior to launching into his presentation at the NAB convention.
And it was really quite amusing and drew several laughs.
Such a kick was it that we thought we'd share the moment with you, our listeners.
This is Mr. Bill Ruck, chief engineer for KFOG and KNBR, affecting a roguish presence at the NAB convention in Las Vegas.
So that's my basic background. Now, just so you don't get me confused with a real broadcaster, hang on a minute.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
You're not going to put that on, are you? Oh, you are putting it on. Now I recognize you.
We want to make sure that I separate Bill Ruck from another Bill Ruck, so.
You're going to have to stand up.
Okay. We, in the interest of equal time, pirate radio, avast me mateys. Oh, actually, so to say, ahoy me mateys, avast ye scurvy dogs, and join me on a tour of the good ship, pirate radio.
What a sense of humor.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, Mr. Ruck had some remarks to make specifically about San Francisco Liberation Radio.
That's right. He called us the propaganda voice of Food Not Bombs. Let's listen.
Another very prominent one, although with a very different political purpose, is San Francisco Liberation Radio. I call this the propaganda voice of Food Not Bombs. And this is a group that says we shouldn't be putting money into military things. We should be using the money for feeding the homeless, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, as you may gather from that remark, not only does Mr. Rock have a low opinion of San Francisco Liberation Radio, but he also doesn't like food dot bombs.
Let's hear some additional comments on that subject. This is Mr. Rock offering his views on food dot bombs to conventioneers in Las Vegas.
The only thing about food dot bombs is they'd much rather have a police riot than actually distribute any food. They believe they should not have to get permits and comply with health code regulations. They just want to give food away. And as a result, there's always a police riot whenever they show up because they arrest everyone and throw us away. Now, the thing I do want to point out that in San Francisco, there are a lot of groups that give away food, and they all seem to manage to comply with police and health code and everything else, but these guys insist that they don't need to have permits because they're doing good things.
Now, we believe in the right of everyone to have their own opinions, but we just couldn't let that go by without responding.
First of all, many women volunteers over the years have worked hard for food not bombs. Mr. Ruck seems to want only to give credit to the men.
Secondly, did you notice, Annie, that not once but twice during that segment, Mr. Ruck used the term police riot?
I noticed that.
Effectively acknowledging that in all the incidents between food not bombs and the San Francisco police, it was the police who rioted and not food not bombs. So we're actually happy about that part of Mr. Ruck's statement, and we thank him for making that point.
And finally, we'd like to say this, that we are proud to be supporters of Food Not Bombs.
We are, after all, talking here about an organization which has devoted itself to feeding the hungry and working for positive social change.
We wonder how many of the advertisers at KFOG and KNBR can make the same claim to community service.
So that's what we wanted to say in response to Mr. Ruck's comments at the NAB convention in Las Vegas.
Oh, and one other thing.
What's that?
Support free speech, micro radio, and the right of the public to have access to its own airwaves.
Support San Francisco Liberation Radio.